Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. And, you know, we've actually spoken to Lieutenant Derek Chu about a week ago. And we asked him a little bit about, you know, the tiered response framework from SCDF, right, with the allocation of resources. But we had to ask him back again. So thank you, Derek, for coming all the way back to the studio. And by the way, if you don't know, Lieutenant Derek Chu is a trained paramedic and has served SCDF since 1999.
Yeah, and he's well-versed in EMS-related knowledge. EMS stands for Emergency Medical Services, by the way. So he's helping to sort of manage that and allocate resources correctly.
So here's the thing, right? From our first episode when you were on, we actually got a lot of questions as to what constitutes a medical emergency and what does not. And I think there's a lot of maybe muddiness around that subject.
Yeah, definitely. Because to every single caller that calls 995, it is an emergency to them. Mm. Well, to a trained medical personnel, then that's where we come in to categorize whether it is an emergency or it's a non-emergency. So as an emergency for layman kind of general term, we look at the ABCs of things. Ah. So airway is for A, B is for breathing, C is for circulation.
Oh.
So any point of time, any of this is impeded, then it is considered an emergency where your life or limb is threatened.
I see. So again, KISS fans, A is for airways, B is for breathing, C is not for your cat stuck in the tree. Okay, it's for your circulation.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, so Derek, we also wanted to ask you, right, when it comes to, you know, responding to emergencies and non-emergencies, when you approach a situation that's a non-emergency, is it sometimes difficult to communicate to the people calling?
Well, I think because we don't have the face-to-face interaction with the caller, when the operators start receiving the call, normally the callers will be in a state of panic, chaotic and such. So the most important thing as a caller is to calm yourself down and to provide us with the appropriate information that the operators ask you for.
I see.
So example, if the operator asks you, is the patient unconscious or conscious, go right down to the information that they have asked for.
That's very useful.
And then the operator will then help you also assess whether it's an emergency or not.
That's right. Because they have a list of questions to ask which will determine the critical aspect of the incident.
I see.
And the appropriate appliances to dispatch accordingly.
So I wanted to ask you, Derek, like for these non-emergency cases, right, what have you guys encountered when people actually called 995 for these cases?
Well, believe it or not, we have encountered cases where people called for, you know, they were scratched by their cats or bitten by their dogs. Or when their kids are just walking and they fell and they have an abrasion on the hand. And even a toothache or insomnia.
Insomnia?
I see.
What do they expect you to do? Like, read them a bedtime story?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, here's another question, right? If I am not very clear as to what is an emergency or not, should I still be better safe than sorry?
Yes, definitely. If you are unsure, especially, you know, if you are a passerby or you do not know the patient who is probably unconscious, to play safe, just call 995. And our trained operators will lead you through the series of questions to determine what kind of appliances to dispatch to you.
Amazing stuff. KISS fans, the whole point of this is just to educate everyone so we understand what is really critical and when to actually use the resources allocated by SCDF. So thank you again, Derek, for coming on board to help us clarify everything. Once again, 995 is for emergencies only. For a non-emergency ambulance, you can call 1-777 at a fee, and you can find out more at scdf.gov.sg.